This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you haven't done so already, today is your last day to make a decision, as it's the final day to apply for 2017 crop insurance. Current policyholders who would also like to make changes need to do that today. Or if you'd like to purchase crop insurance but are not sure who to buy it from, you can find a list of all of the crop insurance agents at your local USDA service center. Looking at some state ag news, the Illinois Wheat Association will hold a wheat yield contest that's open to all Illinois Wheat Association members. Entries for that contest, that's now in its third year, are open and they will close on May 12th. Growers interested in entering the contest must be current members of the association, and you can pay for a 1 or 3 year membership when submitting the entry form and a $50 entry fee. The top four entries will be awarded in both the northern and southern region of the state, with first place receiving $500, second place $250, and third place $125. Fourth place receives a 3 year membership to the Illinois Wheat Association. Prizes will be awarded at the Summer Wheat Forum, which will be held August 22nd at the American Legion in Oakville. For more information and the contest rules, you can visit IllinoisWheat.org or call the association at 309-557-3662. Well, the Iowa Department of Agriculture is prepping for a potential avian influenza outbreak by recommending producers continue and improve biosecurity efforts. High pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed recently in Tennessee, and two outbreaks of low pathogenic influenza were confirmed in Tennessee and Wisconsin. Highly pathogenic influenza virus strains are extremely infectious, often fatal to domestic poultry, and can spread rapidly from flock to flock. Low pathogenic avian influenza virus strains occur naturally in wild migratory waterfowl and shorebirds without causing illness. Low path can occur in domestic poultry with little or no signs of illness. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says his state saw firsthand the devastation of the influenza in 2015. Northey says Iowa turkey, egg, and broiler farmers have updated their biosecurity measures and made significant investments to help prevent the disease from getting on their farms. He stresses that all poultry farms need to have a biosecurity plan to qualify for USDA indemnification. Well, looking at some ag news close to home, with the first day of spring less than a week away, it seems that the snow we're having is a little out of place, especially with the warm temperatures we just had last week. But despite the snow, things are still operating as usual on the Nodal farm in Fillmore. And with spring comes calving season, and Mark Nodal says things are going smoothly so far.
Really good. I think winter kind of reared its head a little bit this week here with a little bit of snow, but we had an awesome month of February to have calves. We didn't have to deal with any mud or anything like that, and have relatively no death loss at all. We've had a few twins and everything like that. We got several bulls this time. We're probably about 85-90% bulls, which usually they kind of average things out and get about 50-50, but we are heavier on the bull side, but health-wise, the cows and everything are doing tremendous.
Well, that's always great to hear when there's little to no problems. That's always a good thing. How many head of cows do you have? And then remind us again, what breed?
We got 80 cows, and they're mainly Simmentals or Simmental Angus crosses. Our kids like, I've got two boys and stuff that like to show cattle through the summer, and that's what they show is Simmentals. And then also had some nieces and a nephew and stuff that shows too. And so we try to raise some of our own if we can.
Well, I know you guys have a lot of fun showing the cattle. Keeps you busy throughout the year. I'm sure things go pretty well over the last year for the shows. I know county fairs and other shows that the kids probably went to.
Yeah, there's been some challenges the last few years. With some of the money of the state, they have come back with some of the state money, but more people are going out and getting some private funds and stuff from the county, some of the dealerships and the banks and everything like that to add to the premiums, and more of them went to a jackpot show and stuff where they give most of the money back and stuff like that and keep very little for the county fairs just to keep these county fairs going.
Well, always good to hear. We would hate to see those go away. I know it's a lot of fun and good experiences for several families throughout the state. Talking about the cows still, I know this warmer weather has been kind of a good thing for calving season. It makes things a little less hard on the newborn calves, but also an issue comes with that. We do see some more flies and some insects. So any issues you're having or anything you've noticed differently with this warmer weather, and we didn't really have that coldness that we usually do.
Not so much with the livestock yet. I think we probably will see more flies earlier on and stuff too. And I think when it comes to this farming time and stuff too, I think we'll probably see some more bugs that we didn't get a good hard winter kill for a long enough time. And I notice I drive a semi down to St. Louis quite a bit, and I've had to clean the windshield off several times with bugs in February, and that's just a new one that I haven't ever encountered and stuff, and I don't think too many people have. So there will be definitely some concerns later on, and maybe some rust and things like that coming up from the southern states. We'll see what kind of winds we get. Cutworms could be definitely an issue, too. The winter annuals are starting to come through the cornfields and the bean fields pretty good if you didn't spray in the fall. So that's always a good place for them to lay some eggs and stuff like that, and then have to worry about cutworms later on.
Well, as we always say with a lot of things, we'll wait and see what actually happens and then manage it from there. One thing that I've heard a lot about lately is the winter wheat. It's really been looking pretty good. That warmer weather has really gave it a good stand for most guys that I've talked to. You guys have a little bit of wheat on your farm, so how's it doing for you?
Almost scary good, to be truthful. We've gotten more growth in February, and we went ahead and top dressed ours at the end of February there with nitrogen, and it looks really good right now. It might be just a little tall. We'll have to see what kind of weather we get. There's a chance and stuff that if we get a hard freeze or something with a strong wind, we could kind of burn it, and then it may not be worth a whole lot. That happened to us a few years ago in March, but we'll just take what we get and see how it goes from there. So,
was the snow a good thing? I know we've been lacking a little bit on the moisture side, so I didn't know if that light snow we saw yesterday would be a help for the wheat at all.
Well, it did give it a little bit of cover and a little bit of a blanket, but a lot of it did leave pretty quick. And it got pretty cold last night. I think it got down to 15, which is kind of a concern, but we didn't have much wind with it. So as far as I know, I think we'll probably still be okay. If you get a strong wind with it and like bone chill and temperatures, then it's a different story. But I think as far right now as I think we'll still be okay, but time will tell.
The other thing that comes to mind when I think of livestock and the warmer weather we're getting into spring is hay and the hay crop. Do you guys grow a lot of your own hay, and has that started taking off yet with this warm weather we've seen, or how do things look there?
It's starting to green up a little bit. I know our pastures, we fertilized our pastures already, and things are starting to green up a little bit. Even the trees and stuff have got buds on them and stuff, which is pretty unlikely at this time of year, but I guess the global warming and stuff is making things a little bit of a change and stuff. But then you hear about global warming a lot, but they said this happened in 1954, too, that we had a year like this where it got really warm in February and everything like that. And from what a lot of people said, 1954 was a drought, too. So we don't know if it's things to come. 2000, we had a pretty dry year starting off, but we had a pretty good crop and we kept getting rain. So as of right now and stuff, we're probably a little leery about if we're going to have enough moisture, if it's going to be a dry summer or not. So we'll just see what God gives us, and we'll go from there.
And thank you again to Mark Nodal of Fillmore for that farm update. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.